In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Spirit Sanctifier, Harry, I implore you, I pray you again. May your will known to all, so that by knowing it they may love it and may welcome your first act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. Mary, Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with our letters. Today is going to be letter 52.
Yes.
Trying to understand the divine will through the writings of Luisa Picarreta and her personal correspondence with different people that she corresponded during her lifetime. And we will try to see what she can tell us through these letters.
Letter number 52. Only and always with Jesus. My good daughter, if you want to be a saint, search only for Jesus and take from Jesus all that he disposes. Privations, lack of help, even spiritual. My daughter, until you strip yourself of everything, even of holy tastes, Jesus, the kidnapper of hearts, will not give you his divine tastes. And therefore, you will be always shaken and beaten, now by one wave, now by another. I conclude, enclosing you in the wound of the most holy heart of Jesus, so that he may bless you, console you, and hold you tightly in his arms. Pray for me, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. So this is a very short letter. And the title, as we see, is Only with Jesus. I think, you know, everybody who studies the divine will at this point, I think it's safe to say that we understand that to have the gift of the divine will operating in us has one purpose. And I guess the purpose is to become another Jesus. That God the Father wants to see another Jesus in everybody. In that sense, we can say that heaven is full of Jesuses. Full of Jesuses. And it is only through this gift that what we heard in the Catechism of the Catholic Church 381, that he is the first one of many that will come after him. And this is the way he's going to transform us. This is the way we become one of the many that he's talking about. Because otherwise, there is no way we can become another Jesus without the gift operating in us. I think up to this point, we are able to understand that we are called not only to be like Jesus. You know that famous phrase that what will Jesus do? Here we are called to be another Jesus. I hope you can see the difference. To be like Jesus and to be another Jesus. But to be another Jesus, we need to be always with Jesus, meaning with his will operating in us. And just as he took human flesh, in that way he sanctified all human actions. And he substituted for every one of us. Now, he needs another humanity to substitute his humanity, basically. Another humanity through which he's able to operate and through which he's able to repeat his life in each one of us. But this is the only way we can do it, through the gift of the divine will operating in us, in our hearts, in our souls. So in this letter, when Luisa Picaretta says, if you want to be a saint, basically you want to be another Jesus, we already established basically that in heaven everybody is another Jesus. Then search only for Jesus and take from Jesus all that he disposes. And then this is kind of like difficult because Luisa Picaretta is saying that take on privations, lack of help, even from the spiritual help, basically to accept everything. And she tells us that all these things are dispositions that Jesus is doing in us. And I guess one of the main purpose for this is that our Lord wants us to trust only in him. Not even to trust in human help, but to trust only in him. And then he says, strip yourself of everything, even of holy taste. Because Jesus wants to be enthroned in our hearts. This is what we find also in the writings of Sister Margaret Alacord, that he wants to be enthroned in our hearts. Because right at the beginning, when we hear in the book of Genesis that God rested the seventh day, he rested in the heart of men. So he wants to recover his rightful place in us. And through this gift, he wants us to go back to the point of origin. And the point of origin for men is the possession of the divine will operating in us. So through this, we can see that all the work of redemption that our Lord Jesus endured for us, he was thinking about the gift. To the gift of the divine will being restituted in men. So it was necessary that sacrifice, it was necessary that our Lord, for our Lord to take on human flesh, it was necessary for our Lord to take on our humanity so that he may reconcile us with God the Father for the plan of God to be fulfilled in us. So basically, right after creation, God is on a mission since creation. His mission is to create everything that exists out of love for us. And then to give this gift to his creature. And then when the gift is lost through disobedience, then he launches another mission to recover. We become the sheep that was lost. We become the hundred, number 100. The whole human race is that sheep. And our Lord Jesus leaves everything behind to come and rescue the work of his Father, which is us, that basically we took away that gift. We said, I mean, I'm saying we, but in the person of Adam, we were all represented, but we suffered the consequences of the fall. But when Adam took away that gift by disobedience, he lost that gift. Then basically, he was deprived of the life of God operating in him. That's why baptism is so necessary, because it reestablishes the life of God in us, and we are clothed, filled with the glory of God. Then we enter again into that relationship. We become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. So our Lord provides the dispositions for us. But Luisa Picaretta says, if you want to be a saint, you want to be another Jesus, you have to look at Jesus. Only and always with Jesus. This is a letter that for I guess it's a religious sister that she's addressing this letter. But the Lord wants, in order for us to receive this gift operating in us, we need to do exactly what Luisa Picaretta is telling these sisters, that we need to strip ourselves of everything, even of holy things. So to have that disposition, basically, that the Lord teaches to Luisa Picaretta in the first volumes of the Book of Heaven, that holy indifference. And then also from now on, as we continue to learn about the gift of the divine will, to have in mind that we should be doing everything now out of love for God, for the praise and glory of the Blessed Trinity. That should be the purpose for us. If we pray, we do it for the praise and glory of God. If we work, we do it for the praise and glory of God. So we give ourselves to God in everything we do, basically. And in this way, even the privations, the suffering that we go through, and everything will acquire a new meaning, and it will be easier for us basically to carry that pain, to endure suffering and all of that. So let's go to the next letter, 53. You can't turn your volume.
Letter number 53 to Sister Agnes from the cloistered Benedictine nuns of Lecce. Fiat involuntate Dei. Most esteemed sister and daughter in Jesus Christ, I received your letter through your holy sister who came to visit me. I will try as much as I can to make you content, to pray for you. I only beg you to make everything disappear so that the divine will alone may rise again in all your things. Never let it escape from you. Hold it as the prime act of life in all your actions, in sufferings and in consolations, in everything. And it will give you peace. So necessary to your soul. Be on guard for everything which is not peace, because fears and restlessness, even under the aspect of good, are always infernal breaths and rags of hell, stuff which does not belong to us. And we must be on our guard so as not to let alien and noxious things enter into our soul, which can harm us. Therefore, if you love Jesus, be at peace, whatever the circumstances may be. Never get disturbed and remain in full trust like a baby in the arms of Jesus. Peace will be your heritage, the divine will, your life. Trust the powerful magnet which will capture blessed Jesus to dwell in your heart. Oh, how happy he will be to remain in your heart, because he will find his heaven in it, the things of the celestial fatherland, which are his will, peace, and trust. In heaven, they live in full confidence, more than as children with their father, enjoying peace and living from the divine will. Therefore, let us learn from this exile how one must live in heaven. I commend myself to your prayers, of which I am very much in need, and leaving both sisters in the sea of light of the divine volition, in which I hope you will become saints, I say, most devoutly and affectionately yours, Louisa Picaretta. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. There are many passages in the Book of Heaven where the Lord talks about peace. And there is one passage that he says, "Don't look at the circumstances. Just look at me." And I think this is what we tend to do, that we look at the circumstances instead of trusting in our Lord sometimes. And it's very human. But as we continue to read and to study, to try to live in this way, in union with our Lord through these writings, I think it's important to remember that no matter the circumstances, we have to be at peace always. That's why, as long as we have that peace, we can have that assurance that we are acting in the way the Lord wants us to act. So here I will mention the sacrament of confession, that is very important to have that peace too. Sacrament of confession is very important for us to be able to reflect upon ourselves too, and as a preparation to always check in those things in us that we need to get rid of, the things that we need to work on ourselves spiritually. And I found two passages. One is from volume 3, and is from January 3rd, 1900. Let me see if I can find it here so we can read it. It's about peace. It says, "Peace in any circumstance." So in all our circumstances, we have to remember that. Do you have the passage, Linda? I'll read it.
Okay.
Eva Picaretta writes, "I continue to see myself all full of miseries. Not only so, but also restless. It seems to me that all of my interior had become alarmed because of the loss of Jesus. I kept thinking to myself that my great sins had made me discern that my adorable Jesus had left me, and therefore I was not given to see him anymore. Oh, what a cruel death this thought of is for me, or rather more ruthless than my death. No longer to see Jesus, no longer to hear the gentleness of his voice, to lose the one of whom my life depends and from whom every good comes to me. How can I live without him? Everything is over for me if I lose Jesus. With these thoughts, I felt agony of death. All of my interior was upset, for it wanted Jesus. And he, in a flash of light, manifested himself to my soul, telling me, "Peace, peace. Do not want to disturb yourself. Just as a most fragrant flower perfumes the place in which it is put, so that peace fills, excuse me, so does peace fill with God the soul who possesses it?" And he escaped like a flash. There is a passage in the Gospel of John, and you remember right after the resurrection, when our Lord appears to the disciples and he says, "Peace, peace be with you." Then he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive will be forgiven." But in other part of the Book of Heaven, it says that peace is the smile of the soul. I don't know if you have had that experience, that when you are in the presence of somebody who is peaceful, just the presence of that person, it becomes basically a ministry to the others, right? For me, I call that the ministry of being present. When you have that peacefulness, and the person is present, and is it just the presence of the person just transmits, irradiates, as the Lord says here. He gives the example of a flower, just as the flower, the fragrance of a flower, that it perfumes the place in which it is put, is the same with that. And we know that living in the divine will, there is nothing extraordinary that can tell us, well, this person possesses the gift or is working towards. We don't see our souls groaning, we don't see ourselves being filled with light. But I will say at the same time that yes, there is something visible sometimes. Something visible, something that you can see in others when you have this trust in the Lord. And you just trust in our Lord Jesus and you abandon yourself. In volume 11, the Lord constantly says to Luisa, "Abandon yourself in my will." So this is something that we have to remember, to entrust ourselves to the divine will, not to be anxious of things. The Lord says, don't be anxious, not even be anxious for the things you are going to do tomorrow, you're going to wear. The flowers in the field, they don't worry. The birds in the sky, and you were more than them, right? All of them together was more than, I mean, not all of them together is worth more than our souls. You know, even when the Lord compares the whole world compared to the soul, yeah, what good is it for you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? So there we see that how precious the souls are for our Lord, and how precious is each one of us for God. So in every circumstance, don't be disturbed. Trust in the Lord. May the peace be that constant reminder for all of us that we want to have this gift operating in us. There is another passage also in June 17 that the Lord talks about that piece of gift, gift of peace, excuse me. June 17. It says, my daughter, containing oneself in God and not going out of the boundaries of peace is all the same. Containing oneself in God and not going out of the boundaries of peace is all the same. It's almost like a condition, the way I see it, that in order for our Lord to come and operate this gift in us, we have to have that trust in Him to have that peace. We need to become more like Mary and less like Martha. There have to be more Marys in the world and less Marthas. Don't be anxious, Luisa Picarreta says here. Then he says, so if you perceive a little bit of disturbance, it is a sign that you are making a little exit from inside of God. Because we know that God is perfection, that God is total peace. He's peace itself. Jesus, we know that he's not love, he's love itself, right? So that's one of the attributes of God, peace. So as we reflect on the attributes of God, then we should love God also with his own attributes. That's a way of doing a correspondence, a way to correspond to God, to love him with his own love, to praise him with his own majesty and beauty and greatness and omnipotence and his power, and also to praise him with his own peace, and to ask him to give us the gift of peace. So, Luisa, the Lord says, if you perceive a little bit of disturbance, is that you are exiting that. You're going outside of God. Of course, here we have to make a distinction because we can say this is Luisa Picaretta is worried about why Jesus is not coming. And in a way, we can see that Luisa Picaretta is also attached. In the previous letter, he says that don't be attached even to divine taste. So Luisa Picaretta was used to that divine taste to have the company of Jesus. And the Lord says, I want you to trust even when you don't feel me. And I guess this is what faith is, to trust, I mean, to believe without seeing. Luisa Picaretta is able to feel the presence of our Lord, and in this particular passage, she's complaining that Jesus is not coming. She wants that sensation, to feel it, to see it, in the way our Lord manifested himself interiorly in this occasion to her. So you see, if for Luisa Picaretta was difficult to be detached, how much is difficult for us? And here is a good point for us to talk about faith, because again, we walk by faith. And we know that this gift of faith we have received in baptism is God Himself, the Lord tells us in the first volumes. And we call them theological virtues because exactly that, they come directly from God. They come directly from God. So, is God giving Himself to the creatures in baptism through faith, hope, and charity? So for us, is We can apply this in ourselves every morning that we make our prevenient act to trust that once we call His divine presence in us, He's there. If we have those dispositions in us, we can trust that He is there carrying us, helping us. So we are never alone in that way. We always have the company of our Lord in us operating through His will. And He's able to bilocate, as He's able to bilocate in the host. Now He's able to bilocate in you, in all of us, in me, as we made our prevenient act, and we have that constant awareness that we want to be in the presence of God, that constant awareness of divine will operating in us. And when those disturbances come, those difficult things come, suffering and all of that, just to abandon ourselves in the divine will, like a little baby, as Luisa Picaretta says, just abandon yourself in the arms of Jesus. In a way to express it, we need to remind ourselves, Jesus, I abandon myself in your will. I abandon myself in your light, in the light of your divine will, in your love. We can even enumerate the divine attributes of God, but everything points eventually to the will of God. He says, because containing oneself in Him and not having perfect peace is impossible. So it's impossible for our Lord Jesus to be in us if we don't have that peace, basically, is what He's saying. More so, since the boundaries of peace are endless, even more, all that belongs to God is all peace. So at the end of this passage, he says, so stay within the boundaries of peace. Everything in God is peace. So basically, stay within the boundaries of the divine will, and you will find that peace. Stay within the boundaries of the divine will, and you will find the peace. He will give it to you, He will give it to us. And I think this is what Luisa Picaretta is asking us. Then he will be able to find a little piece of heaven in each one of us. A little piece of heaven in each one of us. Then we will become that little heaven for God. He will find the heaven in his creature, where to rest as he rests the seventh day. And as he finds that peace, as he finds those dispositions in us, then he will be able to operate more freely in us. He will be able to complete the work of creation in us. Because unless we begin to operate in this way, we will be incomplete always. Because this is the way God intended for all of us to operate with a gift in us. And this is what the Catechism is again is pointing us out. And it tells us that just as Jesus is the invisible, he's the image of the invisible God, and that he's the first one, the firstborn of all creation, the first one who is resurrected, then there have to be many brothers and sisters like him. So here we understand that not only like him, but another Jesuses. So God the Father wants as many Jesus as many souls he has created. Because God the Father begets his word, and that word is Jesus. So in that way, we can say that the only children that God the Father wants is Jesus's. So Luisa Picaretta says here, therefore, let us learn from this exile how one must live in heaven, in peace, because we know that heaven is perfect peace. The blessed, they live in a perfect peace. The Book of Wisdom tells us, no more pain, no more suffering. All the souls are in the hands of God, basically. Perfection. So in a way, we begin to live as the saints live in heaven. Or at least this is what the Lord wants us to do through this gift, to begin living that life of the blessed in a spiritual way now, so one day we may live it fully as they live it. It is difficult while we are here, but again, we have to remind ourselves. We have to have that constant awareness that we want the divine will operating in us. And we still have to worry about different things. You still have to go to work. We still have to do all the things that our vocation in life, our state in life demands. You mothers still need to take care of your children, your house, everything. So that creates some anxiety, maybe some worries, but this is not the kind of worries that Luisa Picaretta is talking about, or our Lord is talking about also, is that trust in the Lord and knowing that the Lord will get us through those difficulties, through those sickness. And what is most important, that even through those difficult situations and those illnesses and suffering and everything, God is being glorified. That our soul is being expanded. That the work of creation is being fulfilled in us. And that He allows us these privations, these events for one and for one reason. So we may become another him, another Jesus. So Luisa Picaretta says, strip yourself of everything. And basically, the best way to do that is to give our will. Jesus, I give you my will completely to you. I give you my will. Come and breathe in me, palpitate in me, operate in me. He says, I find this very interesting that Luisa Picaretta says, trust the powerful magnet which will capture Blessed Jesus to dwell in your heart. That peace will be your heritage, the divine will, your life. So when the divine will, she says, your life, meaning that it will be in you at every moment, operating, and then as a consequence of this gift operating in you, then it flows, peace flows from that. I think one of the There are three things that our Lord mentions in the Book of Heaven. It says that the gift that I will give to the souls is to have detachment. Detachment. So Luisa Picaretta is saying basically detach yourself of everything. Then he says, I will help you understand the divine truths. So everything that we read, every new knowledge, every new truth that we find here is light for the soul. It's a new, we can say a new light, a new rate of light that God gives to us to be able to understand who He is and also to be able to understand who we are and what we are called to be and to possess this gift. So that then He says, and I will give you the joy and the peace of the saints. So this is a consequence, it's a reward of having that faith, that trust in every circumstance. And then it says it's like a magnet, a powerful magnet for our Lord Jesus to dwell in our hearts, in our souls. How is He going to dwell in our hearts and our souls through this gift operating in us? So we can say, like St. Paul, is not I who lives, but now is Christ through the divine will operating in me, who lives in me. And then I guess that's how we find the happiness in every circumstance and peace and trust, as she mentions. So we have a lot of work to do, especially in the times we are living in. But I encourage all of you to keep reading the writings of the Book of Heaven, and maybe you can go and look at these passages that I gave you. And as I said, there are many more. About peace. The smile of the soul, he says. Peace is the smile of the soul, in another part of the Book of Heaven.